Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to Dee Dee's Discounts.
It's football time in the Bluegrass, and today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to break down the Cats matchup with those Golden Eagles of Southern Miss. That's going to be the conversation on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Kentucky Wildcats on SI, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. And Carson, you know, these last few times we've talked about the whole Tuesday versus Thursday mood. There is no such thing as a Tuesday mood this week because it's not Catter Day, but it's Catter Week. And that is a damn good feeling. Carson, how are we feeling?
Oh, I'm fired up. I mean, I physically cannot wait. It's been too long, and I am ready to get to Kroger Field and ready to party.
Oh, yeah. I don't – we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. So hopefully we'll see a lot of y'all listeners there. It'd be great because I guess this is the first event really since, you know, the Pope thing, and we've actually gotten a little bit of traction. So if you come see us, Carson will buy you a water out of the
I'll fill up your water from the free water
today. There you go. He'll go fill up your water from the free waters. That, yeah, there you go. That's the plan. But Carson, I mean, this Southern Miss team, they lost a lot from a bad team. And you can look at that two different ways. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I don't think losing Frank Gore Jr. is ever a good thing because, I mean, his father won me a lot of fantasy championships. So, I mean,
him and Ray Davis are going to be a nasty two-man down up at Buffalo.
Is he in Buffalo? I didn't know where he went. But no, he's going to be holding Ray Davis's helmet when he's running in touchdowns, actually. But he's a great player. I'm kidding. No disrespect to Frank Gore Jr. Like, I love Frank Gore Jr. That was a uncalled for shot.
That was a stray.
That was a stray. He caught a stray he did not deserve. But what's interesting about this, Carson, their coach, and I wrote down his name because I just have no idea, Will Hall, right? Their coach, Will Hall, comes in and just lights the world on fire year one at Southern Miss going 3-9. And then what is wrong? See, now I feel bad. There's just no need. I'm being
you're setting us up to look horrible if we lose this game.
I didn't say we're gonna beat them by a million or anything. I was just kidding around. Then last year, I'm getting actually ready to say we need to pay more attention to this than is what I'm getting at here. So let me do me, pal. In year two, he goes 7-6. Take that if you're a Golden Eagle fan. And then last year, unfortunately, takes a mondo step backwards and goes 3-9 again. And I feel like the dude's coaching for his life this year. And listen, I know it's a new regime, it's a new players, but Southern Miss, I mean, it's a name that holds a little bit of weight in the back of the brain of Kentucky football fans. You lose to them at home in 16, then you go to Hattiesburg, and in 17, play them close. And you know what I mean? I don't know how
you could ever agree to that game.
Yet after losing it, I bet you it was one of those where it was already scheduled, like home away, which is weird. It was kind of like how Alabama played.
Ridiculous in itself, because our name brand, who goes on the road to Southern Miss? You don't ever see that.
Well, it was like Alabama in Saban's last year played USF on the road last year. And I remember that because I remember I was getting ready to hop on the weekly SEC conference thing with the coaches, and I was like getting ready to ask Saban a question about something. And I was like, do they play it at USF? And then I just didn't ask him a question because I was like, I don't want to be on Barstool in an hour because I'm talking about something stupid, which I often do. But, you know, so – that is weird that we played that game. But – so this coach is going to be coaching for his life a little bit. Not as much in this game as their conference. You know what I mean? Like, but – You never know. There's history there. There's narratives. And as I've always said, I don't like them when they're against you. I like when there's narratives, you know, the whole, Mark Pope's going to beat Coach Cal in year one. It's Georgia's coming. The Cats are hopefully going to be 2-0. it's going to be a great game. Maybe can the Wildcats pull off the impossible? You know, those are in your favor. You like when narratives are in your favor, not against you. There's Cameron. He just got home because his car sounds like a shotgun. But I don't like when narratives are against you. So, I mean, Carson, I mean, just lay this out for me. With the coach, you know, coaching for, do you have any at all concerns?
No.
Okay, that's completely fair. I don't really either. I'm just saying I wanted you, if you did, to be able to say it.
I don't know.
Because the other point there, too, is that was 2016 Kentucky. This is
It's
a very, very different Kentucky football program.
No.
So, no, I agree, Kentucky fans. You're allowed to be worried because it's the first game of the year. You don't know what we have. You're allowed to have that back of the head, anxious, you know, what if.
But more of an anxious, you know, excitement, not a worry.
Yeah.
Kind of feels the same, but it's not.
Exactly. But if this game is close, we have more significant issues that we need to deal with. So they're playing mind games at quarterback, Carson.
Southern Miss, smart.
They're trying to get cute on us. It is. So the two quarterbacks they're deciding between, we got Tate Rodemaker, who transferred in from Florida State. They played great last weekend, by the way. And what is up with me, man? I mean, I'm just tossing them out. Don't get me started on Louisville because we'll get wild. Or Ethan Crawford is the other quarterback. So now their coach, Coach Hall, he knows who's starting. Nobody else does. And that's kind of – I respect it. That's kind of cool. If I had a quarterback battle, I'd probably pull the same thing. Hey, you can't get prepared for our guy. Good luck.
I'll tell you who doesn't care.
Who doesn't care?
Our defense.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying they do, but I'm saying if we were playing like Clemson week one or somebody of super relevance and they were like, is it going to be this guy or this guy? It'd be a little different then. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, I it doesn't bother me at all. I'm just we're currently listing things – that maybe bother some people. So Carson, this quarterback thing doesn't have any concern.
Yeah. Well, my thing is like, I wonder if it's a actual battle or if they're just doing it for theatrics, like me and you might assume. Because if it's an actual battle, then they're in trouble.
He's listed that. Their coach is quoted saying, "We've made our decision."
Okay.
They're just not naming. They're scheming. They're going mind games.
Okay. Well, then that's different. In my opinion, it's going to be the
FSU kid. You agree?
Yeah.
That's what I think. I agree. I think it's going to be the FSU kid. But we'll just have to see. The last thing I'll say about Southern Miss before, we're going to talk about our depth chart a little bit, and then we're going to talk about will Kentucky cover this line, cover the spread. We're going to discuss those two things here in a moment. But you know, they did bring some guys in via the portal. They lost a lot. Their top receivers not listed on the from last year's not listed on the depth chart. Obviously, Frank Gore Jr. is gone. Their starter from last year, quarterback, plays at Appalachian State now. They lost a lot on this team, but still, they brought some guys in. I'm not concerned about it, but what I will say, do not make this interesting. You know, if you want to be a team where if you want to,
well, I'll give you this real quick.
Yeah.
When you lose your quarterback, your running back, and your best pass catcher all in the same year, most likely you're probably going to take a step back. And
that's going to be hard.
Taking a step back from 3-9 is kind of hard to do.
Well, for all you flat earthers, that might be straight up down into space, right?
Yeah.
You like that one? But you know, I'm not concerned about this game. I'm just not. I think the Cats take care of business here. They're the better football team by a very, 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 very wide margin. It's at home. BBN's fired up. I'm fired up.
Carson's
fired up. We're going to be there, rowdy. I'm not concerned about this game. And if this game is close, or if you do lose this game, then we have a lot to discuss next week about this basketball team. But that's not going to happen. But go take care of business because, hey, if you blow the doors off Southern Miss and blow the doors off South Carolina, I haven't looked at the week 3 slate, but you never know. Could that work end up being the potential type of game day? I'm fairly confident that there's a better game.
Well, I actually looked into it, and I I think it could get close. If you do what you just said, I think it could get close to where they maybe they're like, oh, we haven't gone to Lex since 2007. Maybe we give them a game day. Because, you know, if we crush both these teams, we should jump into the top 25.
Exactly.
And then you're looking
SEC
at
SEC now would be here Georgia. For sure. But you'd rather it be the real thing, the real, real bang. So, I mean, that's really the thoughts on Southern Miss. We'll do another show later in the week, obviously. And we'll come back at you with some more notes and some stuff. But that's kind of how we're looking at this team right now. But, Carson, when it comes to Kentucky's depth chart, what stood out? Anything surprise you? Anything like that on Kentucky's depth chart?
Well, I will say one thing. I like our offensive line right now. It's looking really good. And you've got a bunch of depth with younger guys that are kind of exciting me, because you got Malachi Wood is the two deep on as the left tackle. He's a 6'8 guy. He's from – I think he went to Madison Central. I could be wrong. I think he is. Yeah, he is from Madison Central.
6'8.
Then on that other side, you got right guard. You have Jalen Farmer, who's the transfer from Florida, I'm pretty sure. And he's a sophomore. And everyone on our O-line is 6'4 or bigger. So you're going to have a whole lot of size. You got guys who have already proven it other places. I think that room's going to take a big step up for us. And I think this game will showcase that, because I think we're going to be a whole lot bigger and a whole lot more physical than Southern Miss will be. And I think we should be able to open it up by running the rock. And then, of course, you got great, great skill players. So then you should be able to get them the ball. And I think it should be work out well for us.
Yeah, I'm fully with you on that. I saw a quote yesterday, speaking of one of our guys that we talked about on the last show, talking about, hey, maybe some guys we weren't on talking enough about. Did you see Coach Stoops' quote about Dimisumo Karnbe?
Yeah, I did see that. You can tell him.
Yeah, he was talking about how even before Chip hurt his hand, that this was like a 1A, 1B situation. And that gets me fired up, because
on last pod or two pods ago, he had a higher broken tackle percentage than Benny Snell and Chris Rodriguez did through his games and through what he played. I mean, he didn't have nearly as many snaps, but having just that rate is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm with you. And he was also talking pretty good about some of the young guys at running back that you were breaking down last week, which was great to hear. You love hearing that your young guys are doing well, because they're the future, and with some injuries, they could be the now. So you want them to do well. Anything else stand out on the depth chart, Carson? Any defensive stuff?
Yeah, I think with the cornerback situation, I was thinking DJ Waller would have been a little higher up.
I was too,
but
man.
What Stoops had said about him last night kind of made sense. So they said he had been banged up through fall camp, so maybe he wasn't getting all the reps that these other guys were getting. So I think progressively as the season prolongs, I think he'll work his way into a one.
I do too. I mean, I just I'm a believer. Now,
I mean, that's size and skill. I mean,
if he's getting back to being DJ Waller, I get it. But if he's 100%, you need to just put him out there and forget about it. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's
like
an NFL.
That's like
guy.
When you get too cute with, like, if you got like Dak Prescott and Jared Goff, and you're like, well, this week you get too cute. They're the same thing. Just pick one and go with it, man.
Yeah.
Don't do it. And I just think he's too good of a player to get cute. I think you got to have him out there if he's healthy, if he's 100% healthy. So that
Jared Goff's a way better game manager than Dak Prescott, though.
Okay, well, game manager doesn't win fantasy football games, Carson Nash. It just doesn't.
Wins real games.
I don't care about real games. Cam Boff might, because we're talking about Jared Goff. But
I just want the Cowboys to lose. That's it.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. And then what about kicker news? We had some kicker news shared to us via speaking to Cam Boff. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Jacob Kwai.
Is that how you say that?
He's a freshman kicker. What?
I wonder how you say it.
Spring is here, and so are the deals at dd's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, dd's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to dd's Discounts.
That's a tough one.
Pretty sure that's how it's pronounced. It could be a little different.
I'm not calling you out. I'm just
give me some grace on that. But he hit 360 plus yard field goals in practice with a live rush coming at him, which is absolutely insane for a freshman kicker. And then you already have Alex Rayner, who's money with anything inside 50 yards. So in my opinion, you got a little – you got a little something, you know.
You know what they are? I've got a great analogy. I mean, this is an all-timer. They are the perfect scramble team.
They are the perfect scramble team.
That's what they are. If you go 55 or longer, you get your guy who's got the you know, good driver, the big driver.
And then you got your short game.
Then you got your short game guy, right? Then you got your 40, your 45, and in he's putting it down right down the pipe.
Yeah,
that's what you need. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You gotta be able to open the door and say, "All right, Jacob, you come up in here, and I'm safely in the fairway. You let it eat."
Mm-hmm.
That's what you say to him.
62 yarder to win versus the Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh man, can you just imagine if we have like our Tennessee Alabama moment?
Oh,
I want it. Where would we take poles? Where would we carry them? You couldn't take them to State Street.
No, take them to State Street. Screw it.
I mean, we're to the point now of being, I think, I mean, we are grown men now. I think we have to say that. And I'm going to State Street. They can kick me out. I don't care. I'll be there.
I think every grown man that's a Cats fan should go to State Street.
Yeah. I'm saying, you can kick me out. That's fine.
There's only a certain number of times you get to do that. You should go.
Exactly. So, but that's all that I noticed on the depth chart, Carson. There really wasn't anything that I was like, wait a minute.
I was a little surprised at punter. Wilson Berry ended up beating out Aiden. Let me make sure I don't butcher this guy's name. I think it's like Leroy or LaRoss or something like that. Let's see. Where's the punter?
Laros.
Yeah. Laros. You're right. Because we brought in Laros to be like a boom leg, and he was a really good punter out of the transfer portal. So it kind of surprised me a little bit that our guys.
It says or, though.
What?
It says or.
But Mark Stoops on his call-in show last night was saying that Wilson has been better. So
because it said the or. Well, I mean, but if he's been better, that's the thing. If he's been better, he's better. You know what I mean? I trust our coaching staff.
Well, he said he's been more consistent. So
okay, well then that doesn't get me fired up either way. More consistent, like that's like the middle of the compliment sandwich. It's like you suck, you're consistent, and I hate you.
Well, what we got to hope is that we don't punt much. So we don't.
Yeah, that'd be great. Punt. Let's just, I want to forget the name of our punter. I don't want to know who he is. I don't ever want to see him. I want to yell at him when I see him.
Yeah.
Over there. I don't see you. But that's my only thoughts, I think, really, on this. Everything was chalk to me. I mean,
pretty much. I mean, it is exciting. And Alex, okay, this did surprise me a lot. So they had switched Alex Afari, who was like a nickel corner, over to be the strong side linebacker. It's him or Tyrese Fearby. And I discussed Fearby as one of the guys that might break out this year, but both of them could. I think having both those guys off the edge is crazy because that's a whole lot of speed. Mm-hmm. And I think they're really trying to work in getting pressure on the quarterback, and that's exciting.
Yeah, I agree. That's going to be a fun part of this. I'm with you on that. So now I think the most fun conversation of all conversations, because we get to break down a spread, a line, and I'm excited about it. Carson, I think we agree 99%. We agree here, but we'll let's talk about this. So you say your thoughts, I'll say mine. The line is -28 in favor of our Kentucky Wildcats. Do the Cats cover this spread?
I don't think they do. And I think it's close. I really do believe it could. They could. If they did, it would not surprise me at all. But for me, we've seen us come out in these first games and just we'll win, but it won't be like a blowout. It'll just be a comfortable game the whole time. We won't really be worried at all. But we won't end up blowing them out, because I think once you get up, well, I say we'll get up probably 21 points, and then we might throw in some of our younger guys, some guys to get some more reps, and they'll end up scoring a garbage time touchdown or something. And I think we'll end up winning by over 20 points, but I don't think it'll be 28.
Yeah, I look at this and I think that. Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's going to be something where we're up 21 with like 7 or 8 minutes left in the game. Maybe they take out Vandegrift. maybe they start doing that. Maybe they don't, but still it's like, okay, well, we need a touchdown here. And even a touchdown just pushes the line.
Yeah.
And then if we pull out our defensive, if we go up 28, then you pull out your defensive starters. And then all they got to go do is go kick a field goal.
Would you feel comfortable betting it down alt spread to 21?
Yes. I would feel comfortable betting it down to 21. I think Kentucky wins this game. I've said my two score predictions. I have two different ones. I have 28-3, and I have 35-10. Those are my two score predictions. And both of those, don't they both add up to 25, right? Or no? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Quick math.
Well, I wasn't even paying attention, so I said yeah. So someone check him. Because I
definitely didn't do it. Okay. It's 35 minus 10 is 25.
The first one checks out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then we're good. We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. We're good. We're great. We're great. We're grand. But I feel it's me like that. So 21, I'd feel fine. You know, and I think Southern Miss is also not, are they a great football team? No, but they're also not. You know what I mean? Like, you can play, no offense to EKU. And once again, my goodness, we almost lost to EKU last year. Not really, but kind of.
Yeah.
Point being, it's not one of those spreads where it's like 49 points for a reason. It's because this team, they're going to hang around a little bit. It's not going to be this game will never, in my opinion, be in question or close.
Yeah.
But I don't think Kentucky's going to win this one 59-3. It's not going to be like one of those opening week games. I mean, for example, look at last year. Let's pull this up. Last year, they lost to – okay, hold on. I got to go back here. We need to find the player that's still on this team. Here we go. Last year, they lost to Mississippi State, who was – now, remember, Mississippi State is very, 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 very bad. Not in any way saying Mississippi State's good. But they lost to Mississippi State 41-20. I mean, that's 21 points. That, you know what I mean? Mississippi State wouldn't have covered this line. Point being –
that maybe might want me to change my mind.
Oh, so we will cover it or we won't cover it?
I don't know. I'm torn because I could easily see it going. I'm going to say we don't just because we haven't done it in the past, but I could easily see us doing it.
And I'm with you. Now, okay, here, but look at it like this. They lose to Florida State 66-13 last year in week two.
Yeah.
See? So... you know,
because here's the thing, Andrew, because I think our defense is good enough to hold them under 10. It just depends on if the offense can score that many points.
Yeah, I don't think I think the most points they score.
Now, if we get a defensive touchdown, we're covering.
I agree with you on that, actually. Or even
or special teams. Like if we run a kickback, I think we cover.
I'd almost, if you can bet on Berrion Brown to return a kickoff, yeah. I might put $2 on that because I can see that happening.
Yeah.
So that's our take on the spread. Let us know in the YouTube comments.
Do you agree? Get to get my score prediction.
Well, I haven't given a score prediction. Oh, I guess I did. I did not think, and I did. Okay. Well, official.
Go ahead. Give
my official. No, you give yours.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I think it's going to be 31-7. I think we're going to score 4 touchdowns and a field goal, and then I think they're just going to get a garbage time touchdown.
Okay, so 31.
I think we'll be covering by the time that they score, and then they'll score.
And then you're going to go.
Crap. Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel that coming too. Maybe alt. How about this? What about alt spread it down to 23.5?
I would like that. That would probably be where I'd be most comfortable. I think that's the line. I think past that, I'm probably not jumping on it. 23.5, I think, is where you grab it and run.
I think the Cats win. I'm locking it in. I think Kentucky wins 35-10. I think they get an early crazy play where they get and it leads to a field goal. And then I think you get a garbage time touchdown. I think the Cats win this one 5 touchdowns. I think they win it 35-10. Don't cover the 28, but cover the alternate. You could do it 23.5, which is
that would excite me too, because that means we wouldn't be taking any field goals.
Exactly. That's my score prediction. Carson, any other thoughts before we call it a day?
No, I'm absolutely super excited to get the year kicked off. I think I'm starting to buy in more to this team by the day, just by doing more research and more talk. And it also might just be because the season's getting closer. But I really, really like this defense. Like, really like this defense. So if they can keep us in games, I don't see why we couldn't do something great.
A good defense will always keep you within striking distance, and that's what you need, is to be within striking
distance. Well, I'll give you this, Andrew. What was our best team probably with who? Josh and Benny, yeah, right?
Sure.
So you got a game wrecker on the defensive side who literally just destroyed the game every time. You got that. You got Dion. He's your game wrecker. You got even better with Dion. You got Maxwell Hairston, best, had 5 interceptions last year, first team All-American. You got Barry on the other side. He was the All-American return man. He's the fastest player in college football. You got Dane, who's been great for us every year. I mean, the more and more you talk about this team, the more you can get excited about it. The tight end room's unreal. It's elite. It's the best tight end room we've had. It all depends on Brock and Bush Hamden, I think, are the two that really decide where this team goes.
Agreed. And I don't think we'll find out on Saturday what this team's made of. I think we'll find out in 2 Saturdays.
No, plus, you're gonna wanna hide plays from South Carolina and Georgia. Exactly. So I don't think they'll open up the full playbook. I think they'll be content with what they know. And then they'll show more than that on South Carolina, and then they'll show even more against Georgia.
Yeah, I am with you on that. Yeah, but leave that in the comments. Leave us a score prediction. Do the Cats cover, which I guess your score prediction would tell us that. But you know what I mean. Carson, player of the game. Let's do. Give me a player of the game.
Ooh, here. That's good. Brock Vandergriff. He's getting player of the game first game, and we're gonna get excited. We're gonna be excited, and we're gonna be ready.
Player of the game. I think Deion Walker starts his Heisman.
That's a good pick. That would have been my second pick.
Because you got to remember, though, I think if you want to be really good, you need to stat pad in these games. You know what I mean? If you want to have a chance, and I'm not saying Deion Walker's won Heisman. I'm kidding about that. But like, if you want to be one of the defensive player or win some of these awards, right? You got a stat pad in these games. You got to go get
your dark horse. These games. Who's your dark horse player of the game?
My dark star player of the game. A crazy one. Give me my guy. I'm going to roll with. Give me Demo Sumo-Karmbe. He's going to go off.
I like that.
I don't think he's a random pull.
That would be good for us too, because that means the offensive line's cooking. I like Derrick Jackson because I think the quarterback that they have is going to run the ball a little bit, so they're going to open up the run game, and I think he's going to fly all over the field, and I think he's really, really good. So I could see him ending up with a really high stat sheet.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, well, I got to go do a challenge at the Reds game, which we will discuss if Cameron and I are able to do it on the next show. We'll break that down then. But that is going to do it for today's episode.
Oh, and be on the lookout. We're working on some things behind the scenes.
We might have something special for you at the end of for our next show. So just bear with us on that. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for that. But that's going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. Really appreciate y'all being here. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Helps the show a ton. Appreciate y'all. It's almost Saturday. Get pumped up. We'll see y'all at Kroger Field on Saturday.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.